Snow will fall across a big part of the Midwest as we go through the day today and overnight tonight, ending on Wednesday. We are expecting a little freezing rain, sleet, and rain also to occur across some of the southernmost portions of the region. And it looks like this particular storm system will leave behind quite a bit of moisture. Travel issue is going to be the biggest one, though. We expect to see travel delays occurring from the Central Plains into parts of Michigan and Ohio, where the greatest amount of snowfall is expected. Air and land travel delays are expected. There'll be some stress for livestock across portions of the interior southern plains as well as areas over to the Ohio River Basin, and a lot of that will come from a wintry mix of precipitation types. Flooding will be possible in portions of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, although it looks like most of this particular storm system's energy will be spent on the snowfall, and only a small region will have the heavier rains, but there will be some localized flooding possible, but no major flood is expected at this time. We're still watching the rivers and streams across the Midwest. Certainly a lot of ice on those river systems, especially Illinois and Mississippi. And as we get into the warmer days of late winter, the potential for ice jamming is going to be much higher than usual. May end up with some serious flooding, even without significant precipitation in some locations. We'll continue to monitor that rather closely as well. Today's snowstorm is likely to produce anywhere from 3 to 10 inches of accumulating snow across a big part of the region, coming out of Kansas into parts of Ohio and southern Michigan. We expect the snow to be pretty much over as we get into the day tomorrow, but there will still be a considerable amount of blowing and some drifting expected behind the system. I don't think we'll have a full-blown blizzard out of this particular event, but we will see some significant winds, and visibilities will be down for a little while. Most of that will occur as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. A cold high pressure system following this system is still expected to generate some impressive cold weather overnight. We'll see some temperatures in the negative teens and negative 20s across the northern plains and upper Midwest, perhaps leading some negative teens down into Nebraska for tomorrow morning, and mostly in snow-covered areas, of course. In fact, all of the central plains will be buried in snow as well as the Midwest, and the end result here will be adequate protection for the wheat crop against the colder air. Sub-zero temperatures are going to occur across portions of Missouri and into Illinois, Indiana, and eventually portions of Ohio behind the storm system, although the air mass will moderate as it moves further to the east. The coldest mornings are expected to be tomorrow and on Thursday in portions of the plains, and the western Corn Belt will look for the coldest mornings in the eastern portions of the Midwest to occur mostly Thursday and Friday. The storm system that we're dealing with today will be a history by later tomorrow afternoon. There will be a follow-up system that will come across the Midwest as we get into the weekend. That system right now is still up for debate as to how significant it may or may not be across the region. At this point, I would say the odds are fairly good that light snowfall will occur across a fair amount of the Midwest. Anywhere from a dusting upwards to 3 or 4 inches may occur. I would expect to see most of it to be fairly light. There will be some rain and some freezing rain, sleet, and snow mix occurring across some of the interior south with this storm system. In other words, coming out of portions of the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Middle Atlantic states could end up with a wintry mix of precipitation, some significant travel issues in those areas as we get into the latter part of the weekend. Temperatures next week will likely begin to rebound across the region, but until we get to that point, it will be bitterly cold across a big part of the region. Meanwhile, in South America, Brazil is in a net drying mode that will favor crop maturation and harvest progress, while Argentina is getting ready for a lot of rain to fall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.